I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
There's a debate coming up this Thursday between President Trump and his challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden. As there have been concerns about prior debates, there are concerns about this particular debate regarding the moderator and the topics that are supposed to be presented. It was apparent that Savannah Guthrie of NBC News was going after headlines and the president's throat with her questions. Parenthetically, George Stephanopoulos was very gentle in his questioning of Joe Biden and no follow-up. And we all know about Chris Wallace's ineptitude during the first presidential debate. And what about the next and final debate? Debate moderator Kristen Welker of NBC News deactivated her Twitter account on Friday. This follows on the heels of C-SPAN Steve Scully, the original moderator of the second debate, who was put on administrative leave after he lied about a tweet he had sent. He was indefinitely suspended by C-SPAN. So what was it that Kristen Welker didn't want the public to see? We don't know exactly, but we do know where Kristen Welker's roots were planted. She comes from an established Democrat family, a family that's poured a ton of cash in party coffers for years. Her mother is a real estate broker and her father is a consulting engineer. They've donated tens of thousands of dollars to Democrat candidates. They donated nearly $20,000 to Barack Obama, over $3,000 to Biden's 2020 campaign against Donald Trump, over $2,000 to Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign, and over $7,000 to the Democrat National Committee between 2004 and 2020. And in 2012, Welker and her family celebrated Christmas at the White House with the Obamas. Welker has been a registered Democrat for most of her life. She's regarded by the White House as more of a political activist than an objective journalist. As a White House correspondent in January of 2019, during a confrontation with President Trump, she demanded an answer to her question, "Mr. Trump, yes or no, have you ever worked for Russia? Yes or no?" However, her treatment of the president stands in stark contrast to her handling of Democrat Hillary Clinton in 2016. Welker was busted on live television, tipping off Hillary Clinton's communication director, Jennifer Palmieri, about at least one question she planned to ask during a post-debate interview in Michigan. How many of us in the business of interviews and moderating debates ever gave a question to anyone in advance? Never. That should never be done. But Welker did this for Hillary Clinton in 2016. The question is just how fair Kristen Welker will be in an upcoming presidential debate. The president said of Welker, quote, "I've known her for a long time. She's extraordinarily unfair, but that's all right. We did very well the other night with a person that I knew would be even more unfair, Savannah," end of quote. A senior White House official said, quote, "Anyone who's ever dealt with Welker knows she's an activist, not a reporter," end of quote. The real question is, why do Republicans continually allow these debates to be set up knowing in advance that the format and moderators will probably not be fair? Biden will be given a chance to pose his position, while the president will be put on the defensive. As it's been stated before, the president seems to welcome the adversarial challenge as much or more than he welcomes endearing questions from those who choose to be more sympathetic or even somewhat fair. Will the upcoming debate be fair? Will it be slanted? No matter the outcome, President Trump is champing at the bit to get into a head-to-head with his challenger, Joe Biden. The reality is, he might also be going up against the moderator as well. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.